So we're reviewing Hilchos Avelos, Tachat number 7, Avelos B'Yom Tov. Okay, that's the topic. So we are familiar with the concept that if someone is Nifter and Yontif comes, so Yontif will knock out the Shiva. If someone is holding a Shloshim and Yontif comes, Yontif will knock out the Shloshim. Whatever the guy is holding by, Yontif will knock it out. Now, so let's talk about by Shiva. Let's say the guy is holding by Shiva, and Yontif comes out with the Shiva. So what does that mean? So, regarding the Shiva, we said it's knocked out. What about regarding the Shloshim? So, the way it works is like this, is that we view that little part of Avelos that he was knowing before Yontif, that 1 hour, that he was knowing for Yontif, as if it was a condensed Shiva. So we count that as 7 days. It's like the whole 7 days happened in that one hour. So that's 7 days. Okay? And Yontif itself counts as 7 days. So you really have kind of 14 days towards the minion of Shloshim. And if there's Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, so then that'll be a number 15. Okay? That's true for all Yom Tov. Okay? That's true for not only for Sukkot, and it's true for Rosh Hashanah, it's true for Yom Kippur, it's true for Shavuos. Even though Shavuos is only a 1 day, or in Chutz Lars 2 day holiday, it still has the halacha of 7 days. So therefore, if there's someone who's nifter before Shavuos, and he's knowing Avelos for 1 hour, so that 1 hour is 7 days. Shavuos itself will be 7 days. And then let's say in Chutz Lars, Yom Tov Sheni will be an extra 1 day, so it'll be 15 days. Will be halfway through Shloshim. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that, realize that applies to even now for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is not that much of an issue because Rosh Hashanah is going to knock out Shiva, and I don't really care about the Cheshvan or Shloshim because Yom Kippur is going to knock out the Shloshim. It's likewise for Yom Kippur. If a guy dies before Yom Kippur is going to knock out the Shiva, and Cheshvan or Shloshim doesn't make a difference because Sukkot is going to knock out the Shloshim. Okay? Now, in order for this to happen, the guy has to be nohag some nihug of Avelos beforehand, before the yontif happens. Okay? That means he has to be nohag, even if it's one little bit, that's even if he's nohag a double Shabbat sin. For instance, if it's Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif. Okay? So, and he hears about the Misa on Shabbos. So since he's nohag the Dvarim Shavit Sina on Shabbos, right, that will be enough for the regal to then knock out the Shiva. Okay?
The guru was also before Shabbos? He finds that on Shabbos, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he finds that on Shabbos.
Okay. That was a machlokes we found out, we talked about it this morning.
Right, but this is for the regal that comes after the Shabbos. Okay. So even though he only did Dvarim Shavit Sina, the regal will still be masik. But if he didn't find out at all, he did nothing, then he has to. Then it's not going to knock it out.
Then the count only starts from Yom Tov itself.
Right, then he has to count, start after Yom Tov, he has to count.
Oh, completely after.
Yeah.
So Yom Tov wouldn't even count.
Right, correct. Right.
Chol HaMoed would count towards the Shloshim, no?
Towards the.
Oh, no, when Shloshim.
But not the ship. Meaning, if after the Kura,
I just want to clarify because I think people don't realize that the Shloshim can start before the Shiva.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. We'll get there in a minute. Okay, we'll get to that case in 1 minute. I just want to clarify one thing first. Maybe Rega will talk about that in a second. Okay. So, but in this case, so the Shiva is actually going to start after. See, if you didn't find that at all, but we'll talk more about it. One thing I want to clarify, and that is Shmini Atzeres. Okay. So let's say we're talking about Sukkot. So again, the guy, the Nifter, was Nifter right before Sukkot. So he was knowing Avelos for 1 hour. That counts as
7 days.
7 days. Okay? Now, Sukkot is 7 days. Okay?
No, so the first day of Sukkot itself is 7 days.
Sukkot, count. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. Sukkot is 7 days also. So you have 7 days of Sukkot. So that's 14 days.
Well, no, but you have the first day of Sukkot, we just said, it counts as 7 days.
Well, the Yontif will count as 7 days. Meaning every other is going to count as 7 days. I just want to illustrate that even if it's a Rosh Hashanah or a Shavuos, that will give the honorary 7-day status.
Okay.
But it's not like every
to
one
equivocated to
Right, it's not like 7 days of Sukkot. It's not like every day of Sukkot is going to count as another 7 days.
No, no. Every day of Chol HaMoed will be 1 day. So you have what? Six days of Chol HaMoed.
7 days of the Yom Tov.
Plus 6 days of Chol HaMoed.
It's Yom Tov. Yom Tov is 7 days. Is there 7 days of the Yom Tov?
He's trying to cheshbon it out as 7 days on Rishon.
No, Yom Tov Rishon. It's not like Yom Tov Rishon is 7 days and then.
I thought that's what we said before.
Yeah, we said every Yom Tov is going to have 7 days. So some Yom Tov have 7 days just because there are 7 days. This could be Yom Tov 7 days. Even in the Yom Tov that aren't 7 day holidays, like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur
or Shavuot.
That
also is 7 days.
We give it the 7 day status. But a 7 day holiday can't, it's just 7 days. So Pesach is going to be 7 days. It's going to, a guy who's noheg 1 hour of Eilus before Pesach, that's 7 days. And then the holiday of Pesach is 7 days. It's just 7 days. That's what it is. So that's going to be 14 days. And then if you have Acharons, it'll be 15 days. So by Sukkot, you guys know, hey, 1 hour of Avelis before Sukkot.
That's 7 days.
Now the holiday is 7 days.
That's 14.
And now you have Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres counts as a regal b'fnei atzmo.
It's mevater shloshim.
So now that will be 7 more days. Okay, that's going to be, we're going to give Shmini Atzeres like the Rosh Hashanah status. That's going to be another 7 days. It's not going to be mevatel shloshim and he'll never have done shloshim because he can't be mevatel shloshim if he never did shloshim, but it'll count as a 7 day holiday because Shmini Atzeres is like a regal b'fnei atzmo regarding certain things. So we give it the honorary status of like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and like Shavuos. So it's 7 days. So by the time Sukkot ends, you have 7 days. The 1 hour before counted as 7 days. The holiday is 7 days, that's 14. And then Shmini Atzeres will count as 7 days, that's 21. And then, if you're Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, you're in Pusars, then you'll have 22. Okay? So after Sukkot is done, you only have...
8 days.
The guy is 22 days into Shloshim. Okay? So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so let's talk about what we mentioned a little bit before was a guy dies on Yom Tov. Kover meso on Yom Tov, okay? So a guy dies on Chol HaMoed. So you can do Kfura on Chol HaMoed, right? So what's going to happen? So he's an Onin before the Kfura. Then they do the Kfura. After the Kfura, he's Noheg Tvar Meshavet Sina, okay? And those days will be Olam HaMinyan Shloshim. Okay, but the actual Shiva won't start till after Yom Tov. So the guy's kind of being Mona Shloshim before Shiva. Yeah. Right? Because the days of Yom Tov, and if you're in a Fusla Aretz, so the last day of Yom Tov will count. He won't be Noe, he won't set a Velos, but it'll count for the Shiva. But in principle, you have the Shloshim starting before the Shiva. Because in principle, even though he's Noe Dvar Meshavet Sina, the actual Avelos only starts after.
We're talking about
Meis ben Regel.
Simchas Torah will count as
right.
When exactly does Shloshim begin?
What?
When did the earlier Shloshim begin?
Shloshim begins
as soon as the Kfura, or as soon as the
this
particular issue would be as soon as the Kfura.
That's when the Kfura happens, whatever day that is. Now, so that's just regarding this case, Meis Beregel. So you have another little pinch over here. Okay, let's say he's Meis Beregel and it's Sukkot. Okay? So now, how do we deal with Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, if it was Meis before the Regel, Shmini Atzeres counted as 7 days. Right? So what is the story now? Okay. So Shmini Atzeres is not going to be mevatel anything. It's not going to be mevatel. The question is, how much is it going to be worth in our Shloshim count? Is it going to be worth the 7 days or the 1 day? So the Shach says that in this case, since it's Meis Beregel, Shmini Atzeres doesn't get its 7-day status. It only has a regular 1-day status. Okay?
That's the
Shach who says it. And Rav Moshe passes like that as well. Okay? The Shach quotes the Marshal, though, who says that, no, even if Meis Beregel, Shmini Atzeres will have a 7-day count. Okay? The Shach argues with that, Marshal, but that's what Marshal says. Rav Moshe likes the Shach. And it sits Eliezer, I believe, Paskins the Kula, that it counts as 7 days. But the Sitz Eliezer says, Halachah Kedivri HaNeikol V'Avel. And Moshe doesn't like that. In this case, he should also say, Hachra Brura. It's a clear Hachra, like the Shach, that it's only 1 day, and not 7 days. Okay? Running a little late here. So, one and a half more issues. Okay, Meis V'Regel. So we just said it's Old Dominion Shloshim, right? Okay, now, what is he nohig on the regel? Okay? So just to try to make this short, so we paskin that on the regel, he is nohig, let's just say it like this. The Rosh paskin, it's not between the Rosh and the Ramban. Okay? So the Rosh holds that the only things that are nohig are the things which are also asur mitam moed, so like givut sentis foras. Like on Chol HaMoed, you can't get a haircut, you can't do laundry. So those are the things which are nohig on you know, for this guy who's Meis Beregel, for the Avo. Okay? Now, we don't pass him like that. We pass him like the Ramban. And the Ramban says that even things which are Asur Mitam Avilos, like Simcha Meireyos and wearing clean, you know, freshly laundered clothing, that's also nohig on the regel, even though it's midine avelos and not midine regel. Okay, that's machlokes Ramban. We pass on like the Ramban.
He means on Chol HaMoed of Zohar.
Yeah. I mean on Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. I'm saying on Yom Tov, obviously you can't.
The Rosh is effectively saying that there is no. There is no minhagei avelos.
Right. And that's actually his reason why.
Oh, because it counts, right?
Actually his reason why Shmini Atzeres isn't mevatel, because you're not being nohig any real avelos stuff.
Not makir.
You're only being nohig the moed stuff, which kind of corresponds overlaps the avelos stuff.
It's not apparent.
Right. And it's sort of explains with Asarash, and the guy could even do simcha meireyos, as opposed to Ramban, who holds that simcha meireyos is usher for the guy to do, and likewise, you know, wearing clean clothes is also for the aval to do. That's why. Okay. Now, last thing, just because we want to finish here, getting late. And the last thing is we said the Meshav Davar, and then it's it. He had an interesting tshuva regarding a woman who lit Shabbos. It was a Shabbos. Shabbos was on Yom Tov that year. She lit her Shabbos candles, and it was still she lit before Shkia time. So she lit her candles, and then she found out that someone, a karav of hers, passed away. Okay? So what did she do? She was nohig avelos right then and there. After she lit candles, she was nohig avelos. And then, whatever, you know, 20 minutes later, when Yom Tov came, she got up. Okay? So now the question is was that Yom Tov mevatel? She asked an etziv, because she lit candles already. So is it kind of like, does she make it Yontif, and therefore it's like she hears about the mace on Yontif? Or do we say that, no, it's before Shkia, so she knows she got in the Nihug Avelos before the Yontif, so therefore the Yontif, which was about to commence 20 minutes later, was Mavatel, so what's the halach? That's what they asked the Nitzit, the Meshav Davar. So he pilfers about this, and he says, well, the Rambam holds that there's no Dinosaur Sefer Shabbos, only to set the same Kippur, there's no dinner to set a Shabbos. So Rishis HaRambam would be that the lighting of the candles didn't, you know, make Yontif commence for her. On the other hand, the other Rishonim hold it there is a dinner to set the Shabbos. So he says that even though I have the Rambam, but she had a Min HaTov always accepting the other Rishonim, but that's going to get knocked out. That Min HaTov will not stand up in front of the Mitzvah of Avelos. So in his maskara, he basically says, since she did it already, So then the Yantav is Mevatel. Okay? If someone would ask him L'chatzchila, he would say, don't do this. Don't be Noveg. And just, you know, start the Shiva after Yantav. But B'dieved, if she already sat, so he thinks that the Yantav will be Mevatel. She does not have to keep any Shiva after. Okay?